Mayfair, we certainly have way more snow than near Melfort where I was this past weekend. I accompanied my daughter and figure skater granddaughter Carrie Sevick from Maymont to a figure skating competition. A large group of skaters from many regions participated. Carrie placed well and she reminds me of her mom when she also did this sport. Carrie skates with the Battlefords Club and two out of three of her instructors also taught my daughter Amanda. Cindy Timorowski and Greg Melchior have taught in and around this city for many decades. En route home early Sunday evening after the closing ceremonies, we stopped in at St. Brio to visit my oldest brother Ron and Marie Gregoire. They moved almost 2 years ago from Melfort to their stomping grounds, the thriving town of St. Brio, which boasts of seven industrial businesses. One of these is Borgo Industries Inc., which leads global manufacturers in technologically advanced seedling and tillage equipment. They are established in 13 countries. A small company started in this French rural town in 1973. In another 5 weeks, most winter sports will have come to an end again. Most arenas with natural ice start up in September and end in April, depending on the winning hockey teams. In large centers, ice is accessible year-round. The thought of April is always welcome in spring. How many of you took advantage of free fishing this past weekend in Saskatchewan? Meeting Lake is dotted with many ice shacks again this winter. People young and old have reported that fishing has picked up now, which is great to see because it is the February school break for our local students. Fishing derbies are a thrill to attend, especially if the weather cooperates. The Turtleford Lions Club is hosting one on Saturday, March 2 at Turtle Lake. Entry fee is $40. Please call Gord at 306-845-7220 for more information. Another one is March 2 at Shell Lake, sponsored by the Shell Lake Fire Funders, costing $40. For more information, call 306-427-2044 or 306-883-8068. For all women who like to curl, mark your calendars for the large fun Spiritwood Ladies Bonspiel on March 9. Entry fee includes lunch and supper plus 4 end games. Call Tanya at 306-883-8714. Due to fire destroying the Glenburn Regional Park, south of Maymont, last September, a fundraiser is scheduled for April 6 in Maymont School Gymnasium. This event consists of a beef supper, a comedian after supper, and an evening of dancing for only $60 per ticket. For more information, please call Jesse at 306-389-7887, Jackie 306-220-8692, or Debbie 306-480-9036-8. In Maymont, a district service directory is being assembled with the help of interested people either seeking a service or have something to offer others. Community members looking for help and do not know who to call can put their requests in a binder at the village office. Others with a service can leave business cards at the office. The village administrator will not facilitate contact between parties. The Rabbit Lake Library, branch of Lakeland Library, held a successful ticket raffle, with the winners being Don Smith, Christine McDonald, and Cheryl Moore, all from that area. The proceeds enable the local library to purchase new items for this well-used facility. The February school break is on, so there will be more children out and about. Motorists, please be attentive while driving. At least the temperatures are bearable for outside activities.